Who should come first? Should it be your significant other, your husband, your wife, or should it be the kids that you end up having? Conversation kind of got sparked by Aisha Curry, Steph Curry's wife. She says the secret to a great marriage with him is putting him first above the kids. And she said that's kind of something she learned from the parents to have a long marriage. Okay, interesting. I don't think she's totally wrong that you should definitely do that, but I kind of disagree. Like, aren't your children supposed to be the number one priority, at least until they're 18? Obviously, your spouse is important. I'm not saying, like, you're like, well, I don't care about you. I
so
gotta worry
what does
about
that
Jimmy
look like
to
you? Give an example of a kid before they're 18 coming before the spouse, like why it would be good.
I think at the end of the day, your guys' biggest concern once you conceive a child is to raise that child into an adult and make sure they're good. And that means that you guys need to sacrifice personal like happiness or whatever it might be for that child to grow up and be a decent human functioning adult. Then you guys can worry about yourselves after that, like kick them out of the nest.
So
like,
ignore
you
your marriage.
Them.
So ignore your marriage for 20 years, and then you're supposed to 18. Act like after. Well, let's round it to 20. Let's say after 20, you think if you just pick up where you left off after not communicating, after not putting each other first for 20 years, you're going to have a great marriage.
No, Alex, I didn't say that.
But that is if you're ignoring your marriage, putting your kids first is what you're saying till they're 18, and then you focus on your marriage.
You should always focus on a marriage. That's kind of obvious. Like, what dummy would not focus on their partner or on their marriage?
So what do you think it means to you by putting your spouse first and not your kids? Give us an example of what you mean, because you're kind of saying two things right now.
How am I saying two things?
No, not you. I'm talking about
no,
Joe.
I'm not saying two things. I want to know what she's talking about. What's the opposite of what I'm speaking about?
You said that they should put the kids first and kind of put the marriage on the back burner for 20 years and give up.
I never said you put the marriage on the back burner.
You said
you guys
up,
do a gigantic jump
that's
to that.
Literally what you said.
And you said give up personal happiness for your kids.
Yes, as a parent, your number one goal should be to make sure your kids are taken care of and that they feel loved and that they're raised right.
But so, why can't there be personal happiness and also doing that?
Yeah,
I just said
right.
that. No, but see, you guys, this is what gets me pissed. I didn't say that.
You said give up personal happiness.
Yeah, you said wait to when the kids turn
18.
I
said the priority is not your personal happiness. It's raising a good child.
Yeah, and then you said, and then you don't focus on the marriage as much as the kids. When they turn 18, then you focus on the marriage. That's what you said. So the hard thing is, Joe is married, but none of us, the rest of us on the show, are married or have kids yet. So we really are relying on you to help chime in if you are married, and especially if you're married with kids, 833-JOE-ALEX, because we don't have a lot of credibility in this situation. I mean, I can talk about what I want to do once I'm married, but obviously I understand it is a little different once you're in that situation.
Heather's on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Heather? What do you think?
Hey, so I'm actually a child of divorce, so I can speak from personal experience that putting your kids in front of your marriage may not always be the best idea.
Why'd your parents get divorced? Yeah. Like, is it because of you?
Well, I
it's never
try not
because
to blame
of the children.
Myself, but I definitely think that their priorities weren't to make sure that they were compromising and communicating between the two of them, and it was more about, you know, we got to make sure the kids have everything. And I definitely ended up with two divorced parents, and I had to be in the middle of that. And that
yeah,
kind of sucked.
That is hard.
But I think we all agree, Heather, Alex, Liv, anybody else, 833-JOE-ALEX, that yes, of course you have to communicate. Like, that should never stop, regardless of who, quote unquote, you're putting as a priority. Obviously, you put your spouse as an important thing, but I'm saying, like, you guys, no matter what, at the end of the day, are responsible for that child. Like that life
Let
that
me
you
ask
conceived.
You something. Joe, so you are really trying to convince Lindsay to have kids right now. Lindsay's your wife. You guys have been married for what?
Almost three years this summer? No, over 3 years.
Okay.
It'll be 4 years in the fall.
Okay. So you and Lindsay have been married for a couple of years. Now you're starting to talk about, do we want to start trying to have kids? When you have a child, are you going to want them to marry someone who puts them first?
What do you mean? Like, I want the kid to?
Right. Like, so when you're raising your child, are you going to be talking to them like, you need to find somebody that always puts you first?
Of course, because it'll be just those two to start out with.
So
yeah.
How are they supposed to find that person if growing up they don't have an example of parents who put each other first the children?
No, but they would have an example of the parents actually like, taking care of each other. I feel like you guys say you can only have one, and
no,
that's where I think it's wrong. No,
you have
that's
both
what you're saying.
By putting one of those first, which would be the spouse.
I disagree. You're saying that only one way would work.
I think it's about the priority. A priority can only be one thing. I believe, again, I'm not married. I believe that your marriage should be a priority. Obviously, it is extremely important to take care of your child and your child's well-being, giving them the necessities on how to live life and giving them guidance as a parent does. But your first priority is your marriage and to show your kids that you love your husband, you love your wife, because showing them how much you love their dad, their mom, is a gift that they'll never forget.
Allison, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I think that marriage definitely has to be the priority. If your spouse is not the priority, your relationship struggles, and then you end up in a divorce, and who's to suffer then? The kids are.
I think we're having a discrepancy here with everybody. Like, I don't understand, like, what is the difference between, like, having the priority? Like, it's, I don't think you, like, if you give a priority to one, you ignore the other.
It's not ignoring.
What does the priority mean? Do you define your priority as? Thank you, Allison.
Because when your kids become the center of your universe, and this is talking as a non-parent, but this is, like, just from talking to other people and listening and having mentors that are, and close friends that are parents. When your kids become the center of the universe, your role as a wife or as a husband starts to get shelved, because you start feeling like, I'm a taxi driver, I'm a chef, I'm a lunch packer, I'm a homework checker. And you and your spouse start focusing on everything else, and then that is how you drift apart and you fall apart. You just feel like roommates, essentially. And then that starts putting a huge rift between you and your spouse, so you're unable to have that example of a loving relationship for your children, which is going to affect them forevermore. Like, you literally talk about how your parents were never married, they didn't have a great relationship, and how that affects you. So imagine if your parents would have had a dysfunctional relationship in the house. They already had one outside of the house, but if your dad would have been living with you growing up, Joe, then don't you think that that would have been really detrimental?
No, but I'm saying, like, I think I learned a lot even if they were never together and in the same house. Like, I feel like I still learned a lot there, because my personal problems with, like, my family and growing up and things come from just the fact that, like, it's sad. It's not because they didn't put each other first.
No, but you have major issues, which is okay, everyone does, but with your mom and how much she worked and you having to take care of everything as a younger child, if you were living in a two-parent home, you would have not had to take care of everything that you had to take care of as a child, and you might not have the same stressors and anxiety that you do today.
But is that not a different point? Because it feels like it is.
No, but
compared to the
saying,
actual thing about, like, who you put the priority first for the kids or for the parents.
I think that it's
putting
just
each other
saying
first.
That's the importance of putting your marriage as a priority.
All right, Leanne, we'll wrap things up with you this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. And if you can't get through, 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833, I'm sorry, if you can't get through on the phone, that's our number, @ Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Leanne, don't laugh at me. You're hurting my feelings. I'm already emotionally vulnerable this morning. What did you want to say real quick?
That I went through divorce with children, and the main reason I actually left my ex-husband was because he did not make his kids or I a priority. He put himself first. I feel like you have to find a really good balance between your marriage and your children. There's no, who do you put first? It's a whole balancing act.
You know what? That's what I'm going to go with, Leanne, because I feel like you.
You feel like me.
I do. I'm not through your situation, but I agree. Like, I don't think it's one or the other, and that's why I get so defensive about it. I'm like, I don't think it's only just one thing. Thank you for the call.
No.
Okay, so my parents are huge proponents of this, and I have two quick examples, because you kept being like, well, give me an example.
Yeah, I love examples.
My mom would cook spaghetti for us like two times a week my entire life growing up. Me and every single one of my sisters would have a battle with her every single time because we hated spaghetti and we were sick of it. My mom said, it is your father's favorite meal. I'm going to cook for your father what he likes. You guys can suck it up and eat it. That's an example. Just, you know, doing little things for your husband, even though your kids don't want to. Another thing.
Your dad was a mob boss, though, so
right.
Of course he wants spaghetti.
But another thing, making sure kids know to sleep in their own beds. Our bed is our time. Mom and dad's bed is their bed. It's their time to spend with each other. It's their time to cuddle. It's their alone time. You guys have your own rooms and your own beds for a reason. You don't need to be 6 years old and sleeping in our bed every single night.
All right. Thank you for those examples. I'd like to hear other ones, too. It's amazing how many people are calling right now. Let us know on our social media. Do we have it anywhere else besides Twitter? It's @Joe and Alex Show.
Facebook. Search for Radio Now.